Yesterday in the Supreme Court of New South Wales, Justice Rothman answered yes to the preliminary question of whether Dylan Voller had established that media companies could be regarded as liable for comments made on their Facebook pages. Lachlan McPherson asked RMIT adjunct Professor Dr. Mark Williams what the implications of this ruling will be for the media industry.
The core of it is that the judge found yesterday that a news outlet can be found to have published defamatory comments made by other people on their Facebook page. Now, that requires there to be a Facebook page that's actually owned or run by one of these media outlets, and then they also have to have not blocked or hidden comments before they check them. And if it just goes straight through and out on their Facebook page, then the court has found that they will be responsible for publishing it. And that's got wider implications, like really wide implications, for not just a news outlet, but really anyone who runs a Facebook page to try to drive traffic towards their own page by allowing controversy to run riot, if you like.
And how could media outlets respond to this, considering the fact that they're unable to disable comments? Do they just avoid posting contentious content altogether?
No, I don't think that's a necessary implication of what comes out of this decision. The judge was at great pains to go into some expert evidence about how Facebook works, but in particular the settings that they do have for administrators of Facebook pages. So no, you can't block comments, full stop, but you can do things like put in certain search terms, certain no-no words, which would then either hide that post until it's been checked or block it entirely. Now, the hiding would just take it off the public realm, and it would only go to that poster's friends or and the administrator. And that was one aspect of it that the court thought, well, why don't you do this? And they actually received evidence that some small newspapers where these defamatory comments had gone out through the Facebook page, it would only take an hour a week to cover and monitor those comments on ordinary Facebook traffic. Now, that's different for the bigger outlets. They actually found that Sky News, the Bolt Report in particular, will get well over 1,000 comments a day. And that would, they estimated, require 2.5 people to be put on to monitor that sort of traffic.
And where to from here? As you've mentioned, there is likely to be an appeal. So what do you predict to be the result of that appeal?
I really couldn't predict it. I think it will go all the way up because of the completely novel nature of this particular set of circumstances. But it's not novel in the sense that everyone did it in relation to this particular case. Whether immediately news outlets will now pay a lot more attention to their Facebook comments, they will build their own platforms or find different ways of engaging through social media platforms, that's the more interesting one. It's just a feature that ever since the case of the University of Western Australia in Gray, which occurred in 1991, I think it is, Australia seems to be at the forefront of firsts when it comes to decisions about the way they social media and digital media operates.
Solicitor in private practice and adjunct professor at RMIT University, Dr. Mark Williams there, speaking with Lachlan McPherson.